This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
New home construction fell last month by almost 5%. That's according to the Commerce Department. But building permits were up to their highest level since 2008. That's a good sign for future construction. And that mixed picture in housing is where we'll start now with Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, who is with us live from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Jeremy.
So what do you think? Good news or bad news here for the housing market?
Well, high excitement because that's the highest levels in about the permits and the promises, but don't believe it until the diggers show up. That's the big thing about housing permits. You've got a huge inventory of unsold homes. The shadow inventory is with banks holding large numbers of houses already in mortgage default, and even more, there are homeowners who are paying, but whose homes are significantly less than what they paid. They're underwater. So this problem has to go away first.
It sounds like maybe there's somebody calling you right now to get some housing construction started. Call waiting blocking you out there. But Julie, let me ask you, we've been having this conversation for a long time now about a weak housing market. When is it finally going to recover along with other parts of the economy?
Well, the official end of the recession was in 2009, but the housing depression and credit depression continues on. That means we're going to be stuck in this very slow and at times no growth that's going to be the new normal until we get the debt resolution. That means everybody has to write it down, the stuff that's a total loss, but you have to do it in an orderly fashion so you don't have massive bank failure or investment failure, and that's what's paralyzing everybody.
Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.